I'm here with Peter Stoss, managing editor of Capitalist Times. And Peter, when I look at the marketplace, even though the stocks have gone up and the third quarter was, supposedly a great quarter, the question remains that while people are still kind of hunkered down looking for income, where's the best place to find the big yields these days that isn't overbought or, where is it overlooked?
Well, Greg, first, I want to thank you for talking to me. And second, investors are definitely on the hunt for yield, especially, with where interest rates are right now. There isn't much out there. One of the traditional high yield sectors that we like are energy focused master limited partnerships, but they've become increasingly popular among investors. The secret is out here. The Alerian MLP index is yielding about 5.7%, which is down considerably from summer of 2011 and earlier this summer, but it's also, you've had 47 different funds that focus on the space now, 20, I think close to 30 of which have launched within the past 2 years. So there's definitely a lot of money moving into the space. One mistake that we see investors making who are looking for yield is they're looking for, the highest yielding stuff. And, in the MLP space, there's a reputation that it's a lot of kind of toll road like, consistent cash flow generators. But, a lot of this higher yield stuff does have risk. You need to understand what you're investing in.
So you're talking about more sustainability for the investment, more than just looking at the number.
That's true. Sustainability, and what I think is a key at this point, is distribution growth. Because these names have been bid up so much. I mean, a lot of the more popular ones have been bid up considerably. I would be looking at like a name, for example, like Western Gas Partners, which is WES. They have a clear pipeline of drop-down transactions from their general partner, which is going to fuel distribution growth. They've also got an impressive lineup of expansion projects underway, all of which, it's yielding less than 5%, but when you factor in that distribution growth, which is going to be occurring at an above average rate, we really see, we would prefer to own that rather than, a higher yielding name that carries it, such as, for example, a name a lot of people like is NMM, Navios Maritime Partners. We think that is one of the better higher risk names to put your money in. We would only nibble on it, but there's a lot of risk with will the company have access to capital markets? They're in the dry bulk shipping area, and day rates there are depressed. They've got some contracts rolling off. There's questions about distribution sustainability. There's a high yield. Is it going to grow the distribution? Probably not. We'd prefer a name like Western Gas Partners. Traditionally, when the MLP sector gets bid up, there's been an opportunity for people to, find some value in recent IPOs. There is a huge pipeline of MLP IPOs, potential ones. I think it's up around 16 or 17. We're not really keen on a lot of these names. We think we're seeing a bubble forming there in terms of IPOs, where there's a lot of names that are going to offer a high yield potentially, but again, we don't see much opportunity for distribution growth.
And the goal, I would assume, is with all income, is the fact that you want to be in these stocks for a while. You don't want to keep jumping in and out. That
exactly.
You want to hang on to them. So you need names and companies that are going to be able to sustain their growth and kick off nice dividends to the investor.
Exactly. That's what we're looking for. And traditionally with the IPOs, especially the, the ones in the MLP space, there was an opportunity because, when it would first, in their prospectus, they'll kind of tell you what their minimum expected distribution will be, based on projections. Obviously, you need to pay very close attention to that and question the assumptions that underlie it. But, and they would pay maybe a prorated distribution for the first their first quarter. And a lot of times the, websites like Google Finance and that sort of thing, brokerage websites, would incorrectly calculate the yield, which really gave you an opportunity to get in. Because once they start to calculate that yield appropriately and reflect the actual distribution, the stocks tend to take off a bit. But again, we're not too keen on the latest batch that's coming out. What we do see as an opportunity is companies that are spinning off assets as master limited partnerships. A company that we like, regardless of whether or not it makes this move, is GasLog. The ticker there is GLOG, so GLOG. And they own a fleet of LNG carrying vessels, so that's liquefied natural gas. That's a market we really like. That's probably the tightest in terms of supply-demand shipping market currently. And, GasLog, they have a solid slate of vessels that are booked under long-term contracts. And then they also have a number of new builds that they're going to be receiving in the coming 2 years that will, enable them to take advantage of the tight rate market that currently exists. GasLog, they're talking about spinning off some of those vessels that are booked under long-term contracts as an MLP, and we think that would really unlock a lot of value for the company. Again, it's a company we already like regardless of whether or not they make that move. We've seen Golar LNG Partners, which is GMLP, is that ticker. They IPO'd last year to a great deal of fanfare, and that stock has just, really, really done well. And there is a bit of a scarcity premium around companies that, are involved in the LNG shipping market. Another one is TGP, which offers a really nice yield above 7%. The reason that yield is so high, there's really no contract risk per se, but they don't have much exposure to, the near-term bull market in contract prices, which is why that name is up around 7.5%. So, again, just to reiterate, GLOG, GasLog, currently it's yielding around 2-2.5%, but we really think that, with the MLP spinoff, that could, lead to some substantial price appreciation, and we think that stock, could also have a very nice distribution yield.
Well, that's great. Well, thank you very much, Peter.
Cool. Is that? Yes. Thank you again for having me. And can I lapse into my informal voice, or?
Yeah, you can. You can.
Okay.
All right. Bye. Thanks, man. Talk to you later.
All right. Cool. Thanks a lot, Greg. I'll see you.
Yep.